The Nazis thought they held the world's strings. But André Toulon didn't need wires to make death move.
Herr Toulon has developed a method of animating his puppets without string. It's as if they were alive.
If Stein is even half right, this could be very important to my work.
This is one of the puppets I was telling you about.
No!
Anderson, take what you want, you bastards, and get out of here.
That would be you, puppeteer.
I'm sorry.
Put him into the second car. Take him to Gestapo headquarters. And put the toys in with the toy maker.
Never knew a man played with dolls before.
Herr Toulon has escaped your custody. We are very close to finding him.
Nothing will stop me from seeking you out. And you will cry me mercy. And I will have none.
What is this joke?
Fight. I don't care how many patrols it takes. Fight it!
This is the best I can do for you now. But you can still revenge yourself.
What is the secret?
Nell!
No mercy.
You think I'm afraid of this?
You will be afraid.
Puppet Master 3. Toulon's Revenge.
Hello, folks. Welcome to another edition of the Random Clap Podcast. Thank you there. I'm your host, Lee Santa, aka Wilder Adventure, and tonight I'm joined by...
Mike, also known as the Random Crap Ranger.
Adam, also known as Sat Grift.
And Jamie, J Horror.
And tonight, we have just finished watching... What did you describe it as? Pure shock?
It was mostly due to the fact it was surprisingly watchable.
And he's allowing us to watch it.
You're having an off day.
I've picked good things before. What about Zombie Apocalypse?
That was due to initial hatred because it was an asylum film.
But it was personally surprising.
It was surprisingly not shit.
So Target vs. Skabov. Spielbarn.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Captain Scarlet remake.
That was a long time ago, but yeah, it's alright.
And what have you made us watch? Legend of the Titanic?
Defenders of Space?
Yeah.
Hellseeker?
Various asylum screeners, including the ever-hated Dragon Crusader.
Wait a minute, that Dragon Ball, that last week, that one?
That was watchable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, it was good.
One. Yeah, that was one I was already aware of before. That was one I knew about.
We did have a laugh about Spiral.
Right, we always have good laugh about the films.
This why you should watch them as a group. Anyway, today, folks, I can't remember when it was, but maybe 2 years ago, I think it was episode 101 on Splattercast. They basically reviewed, at the time, all 10 Puppet Master films in one sitting. Or more precise, they reviewed all in one episode, but they spent like an entire weekend between them watching them all. And they mentioned, I'd heard of Puppet Master, I just didn't realise there was 10 fucking films.
Makes the Hellraiser series look tiny in comparison.
And they're still making them. Last year they released, well, I think it was 2010, they released Axis of Evil, which is apparently a prequel to the first Puppet Master film, but set after André Toulon commits suicide when the SS found him in America.
Blink.
And now they're making a sequel to that one, because the plot at the end of Axis of Evil was they steal a couple of puppets and make evil Nazi puppets. So it's puppets versus puppets.
Start with the confusing, twisting mindfuck of a not what you call a plot. The timeline.
I'm pretty sure the seventh film is actually a prequel to the prequel called Retro Puppet Master, which has the quite interestingly designed puppets on the DVD cover.
In the infamous hearing this minor explanation, I'm going to quote the ever loved Vivian from The Young Ones. My brain's exploding!
Anywho, so basically, Puppet Master 3, Too Long to Bend, is the third Puppet Master film and a prequel to the first and second film, sort of originally explaining how Too Long came to America. And, yeah, if you want a film where you see Nazis getting murdered by mannequin puppets, we highly recommend this movie.
That was just due to the fact the acting wasn't bad, the soundtrack was pretty decent, the plot in general was... There wasn't a lot in the way of plot holes. Well, that's the odd one, but it's one of those watch other films to get the rest of the info.
Well, this is just basically an indie film that... Like, for those who don't know, Puppet Master series is sort of like the trademark series of Full Moon. Back in the late 80s, early 90s, Full Moon was an indie horror company making direct-to-video horror films, a lot of them actually airing on TV, mostly Sci-Fi Channel. Their most notable series was Subspecies, their take on the vampire genre, which was actually quite good, apparently. Yes, there was like a romantic subplot, but there was also like actual fighting. Makes Twilight look like shit, as per usual.
You could have fucking romance story of germs. Probably still be a death fucking romance story in Twilight.
Another notable film they made apparently was something called Dark Angel, about like the daughter of Satan going to Earth to fight demons. And that got notoriety for a pretty, really good depiction of hell.
They made Google this.
Tracksuits was another film they made, which involved time travel. They made a couple of sci-fi films with Jules Takei's in, called Oblivion. Oh, just to let you know, every so often, Full Moon will post their films that they still own the rights to on YouTube and Vimeo for free. So for Vimeo, you need an account and you need to prove your age. The best part of knowledge, none of the Puppet Master films are on there.
Fuck.
We basically watched the VHS rip I found, because last time I checked, the official DVD release for this movie is not available in the US or the UK. It's basically, a couple of years back, Charles Band tried to make a kids film alongside, I think, Warner Brothers, called Shrunken Heads.
Which was what the fuck material in every sense of the word.
Basically, three kids get murdered by drug dealers, a voodoo priest finds them, takes their heads and turns them into shrunken heads that float around and fly around and shoot laser beams out of their eyes. And they're basically fighting the drug dealers. This film kind of tanked. And as payback...
Sounds like a tanker.
And as payback, Warner Brothers kind of just like took all the Charles Band stuff. Now, he sort of got something back. Some he hasn't managed to get back.
Is this one of them?
Debatable, but in order to make DVDs, he's given the original film reels to some Australian company who print the DVDs, which, you know, if people want to order them, they have to order them from Australia, and that's how he gets around the legal laws.
Well, of course, if you're ordering it from Australia, it's automatically going to be expensive as fuck.
Pretty much. I mean, a lot of the, it's just so weird how it works. But the thing is, though, there's one Puppet Master film called Puppet Master vs. Demonic Toys, which is notoriously bad, but it's one he didn't have a hand in, so he says, it's not official.
Okay, you can get away with that if you have no say in it.
Yes, but it was a Sci-Fi Channel original production that aired on Sci-Fi Channel on Christmas Day.
If you watch that Christmas Day, Yeah, I feel so sorry for you if you watched that Christmas Day. That's time of your Christmas you could never claim back.
I think it aired on Zone Horror on Christmas Day in the UK. I'm not too sure.
Who was watching Zone Horror for Christmas? What the fuck?
Me.
Never mind.
What's not the cows all?
You have DVDs and shit.
Yeah, well, you know, you're flicking through channels. Might be Christmas Eve, actually. I think I was waiting for your chess special to air, I can't remember.
Mm.
Anywho. So basically this film is sort of looking at Andre Toulon's past, his origin essentially. Where in Berlin he's winning a children's soap, his puppets, where, you know, in this particular scene, Sig Suter is basically blasting the living shit out of a Hitler puppet.
And this time, in the year to set, which is 1941, which is about not too far into World War II, in the capital of Germany, that kind of satire is not very well received.
Basically, Gestapo agent reports back to his boss, Klaus, his name is it?
Klaus.
And at the same time, Krauss has this doctor working for him to try and find a immortality system.
Well, not more immortality, it's more reanimation.
Yeah, probably better.
Basically, long story short, they're trying to create remote-controlled zombies to protect the troops on the front in Russia.
Yeah, so despite no matter how many times you shoot them, they'll just get back up. This doesn't really work, because every time they try to make a serum, they come back and rage, and, you know,
they come back and rage.
Or just die again. Mm-hmm.
Well, in the case of one, puts a gun back in his mouth.
That's later on in the film.
Yeah.
But later on in the film with what they find.
We're trying to wake up now.
Start from the homicidal maniacs, basically, when they come back.
Yeah, doesn't help. So the doctor starts saying to Klaus, oh, we should check out too long after they get some photos by this one agent, who looks a lot like the guy who plays Admin Zola in Captain America to me, a bit younger.
Mm.
So they, but before that, he goes to visit too long, and he says, I'm a fellow puppeteer.
Isn't that the next scene?
It's sort of,
slightly out of order, yeah, Jerry.
I'm going to say, because doesn't he look really creepy?
Yeah, and basically someone says, oh, it's like a calico.
Grown up in a room full of kids with a camera.
And basically, he's talking too long, so, oh, they're all mechanical, but then he sneaks around back and watches them inject them with the serum. He goes back to port with his boss, like we mentioned, but too long presents his wife the best portrait he can do of her with spacey a puppet.
Well, he tried to do a portrait of her, but it ended up looking like his mum.
That's how bad he is at painting.
So he makes a puppet of her for shadowing.
Yay!
Later on, like the next day, as they're joking about the mannequin, you know, like the most worst timing ever to make a joke, he's like, oh, look at this puppet, and she's like, yes.
Oh, lifelike. Yeah, more intelligent too. In walk the Gestapo.
You're under arrest. Fuck.
Not quite a nice word, but,
nah. And then, you know, the
puppets.
Puppet.
What do I dub him? Oh yeah, I named him Arschlock.
Yeah, it was an Arschlock.
For those wondering, it's German for asshole.
Ooh. Sorry. Oh, wake up. So, see, as they're about to take away the puppets, the wife tries to stop them, only to get stopped by a soldier. Too long's taken away, and
she spits at Krauss, who responds by shooting her again.
And too long's going, no, no! It's a horrible accent.
It sounded like Mario.
It sounded like a retired Mario. I'm sorry.
And
of course, when they go away.
Yeah, and they do the stupid thing of letting them take
them to. Two of the puppets with Toulon.
The one with hands. happens, because called Pinhead basically just like chokes to death a Nazi, while I think Driller is his name, just drills through the stomach.
Drills through the back of the driver's chair seat, into the back of the driver, and promptly drills through to the front of the driver, promptly killing him.
But he did it so slowly, I'm just like, is it ever gonna go and reach the other side?
I'm not quite, it's very good gore effects.
It was good, but
it was good for the 90s.
I'd like to point out, Too Long is played by veteran English actor Guy Rolfe.
Born 1911, died 2003. Bust was 79 when he made this film, he doesn't look anything fucking close to it.
That's quite a mean thing to say.
He's saying that he looks quite good for his age.
Don't worry, Matt, you'll look good for your age because you look about 12 at the moment.
Fuck the fuck off!
So he
does need facial hair.
Fuck off, Jamie.
You need a lot.
I thought he was trying to grow a beard. I thought that was the thing he was doing.
No, it's just in the case of I'm too fucking lazy to shave. I only shaved last night, so I had a fucking presentation this morning. I'm now free from university. My degree is complete.
Yay! So
what's now? Try and find a fucking job first.
Get luck in the going economic climate.
Yeah, I'm gonna say for the deal.
Many graduate schemes I can look for.
And yet you're going back to Cov.
No, he's not planning on going to Cov.
Not
I'm going back home for a bit off. God, get a job first, I'm not far away from
that. I'm just saying, shut up. That'll work, but. Yeah, you love me, really. Not in that way.
Like an intense romance. A better story than. Better love story than Twilight.
Anything's better than fucking Twilight, mate.
This was better than Twilight.
By a fucking country mile. But the bare minimum.
Anywho.
That's the only way Asylum could be worse. That's the only way Twilight could be worse. If it was an Asylum film. And even that's pushing it, let's be honest.
I'm sorry, but that would be impossible. I mean, why? Why would someone do that?
You never
basically, after they killed his wife and after he escapes from Nazis, Too Long gathers the other puppet and then he starts claiming revenge.
Starts by going to retrieve the part of his wife's brain that he needs.
And they just, I'm assuming they just kind of kill one innocent doctor?
He was one of the Nazi doctors.
He assumes so.
We assume.
So Pinhead basically cuts the guy's throat
open. Drops him to the point where they slice his throat open.
One guy gets stabbed in the leg by the jester. And to be fair, he should be counting his lucky stars that Too Long didn't finish him off.
Yeah.
Too Long then puts the film in the doll of the mannequin of his wife, who then becomes Leech Woman from the second film.
Leech Woman?
Who has the ability to spit out
leeches that can eat through flesh? An infinite number of magic cursed leeches. Sorry folks, I've got a bit cold, so that's why I sound a bit old a bit. That should do it. So then, Too Long goes on a Nazi killing spree, first killing Aslock.
I still love the fact that they go to visit him, keep the car ready. Get yourself ready. Get your asshole ready!
He probably has ordered him to do that. Aslock! Get your asshole ready. Yeah, my Klaus. Oh, nine!
Did you have to use the baseball bat?
Nine! Use the jelly bat! Nine!
It looks like
you're going into the territory there. Stop.
Sorry, but it looks like a guy you probably like it.
He looked like he was enjoying the leaks. It's a little too much. So then, Too Long does, Pinhead smashes his face in and then Leech Woman just barfs all over and bleaches. What did he say? Farewell, my fellow puppet.
Yeah.
Adam's being really quiet. He needs to say something.
Do you want to say something about this film, Adam? Because we've gone straight into the plot. We haven't really, talked about, the shock reaction of me giving you guys some good to watch.
I thought we did that all right, or did we not give Adam enough time to state his what the fucks?
No, it's just, you've been covering it pretty well.
Well, Well, here's a quick question then before we call. Well, who's your favourite puppet in this?
I have to think about that.
I call that the one with the guns. The guns I
have. Oh, we forgot to mention the part with the general who, when they ring up to basically compare the souls of their dicks, the Doctor and Klaus, he's got three topless women bathing him.
Yeah.
You've disturbed me in my important meeting.
I'm sure he just saw the script and was just like, hey, I'll do this for free, you know, three women give me a bath.
One later, hot riding me like the fucking end of the earth.
Yeah, but he looked like he was going to die halfway, seriously.
It sounded like it. It sounded like a death rattling every time. You've got a nice woman riding you to you sound like you're dying. Oh, yeah, that's... Oh, yeah!
It wasn't more... It was more like...
Oh, you're you sound like you're going to hack up a fucking hairball.
That's what it sounded like after some shit.
Or you're going to cough up a lead.
Jamie's not quite at that level of weirdness yet.
But, you know, when he got a crop to feel, he was probably happy with his pay. I got to feel titties. Yay.
Isn't there a, like, if someone dies, if a guy, like, hit a joint?
We're getting ahead of ourselves, because at this point...
Oh, because that happens in the next film.
No, that happened a bit further on in this film. We haven't got...
Andre starts going around Berlin, pretending to be a blind man. So later on, he goes to a brothel. But that's like after he's called Aslock and Klaus is all like, mine god.
You were asking us which is his favourite puppet.
Yeah, sorry. So Adam likes Six Shooter. Did you like Jamie?
Did you answer it?
No, I'm thinking you go first.
That's really hard, because I like the look of the Joker one, but he didn't really do much.
No, he doesn't do much.
So,
about all the films, he does jack shit, really.
So, his face does the spinny thing, and then...
Yeah, he has, like, a happy face, and then a really sad, depressed face, and then a, oh-my-God-looking face.
Certainly by Six Shooter, because he's always got that psychotic grin on his face.
So, out of... what they did, I'd say the one with the drill was more impressive, but he was like, he didn't look that impressive, but he did.
I like the drill one, but my first favourite, based on terms of appearance, is the last one. What was it called?
Blade is used an awful lot. Well, this is the thing, you guys ain't seen the third film, I've seen quite a lot of these films, and I do like Blade, because he does a lot in all of them, though I don't think he's in Retro. No, they haven't called Dr. Death in that, it's quite fun.
Yeah, it's like, it just like, he looked. It was almost what would happen if you turned the guy from V Vendetta into a puppet in a way, similar to that.
I think in Blade's first appearance, they had like little pins in his eyes that suit out. I can't remember. But clearly Blade was the Doctor inside him, yeah. He clearly became too long to... Here's the thing, though. The Doctor does try to help too long's wife, sort of. And then later on he befriends too long in his physics. He tries to help too long.
We'll get to that bit when we...
Yeah. It's not... Well, we're getting there.
Yeah, he makes it clear throughout the film that he's more in it for the science than helping NASA.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So he's not... He automatically knocks himself down a few bars on the... on the dick-o-meter.
He's still a dick because he's helping Nazis, but...
He's not helping them for the sake of helping Nazis, he's only helping them because it's like...
He does take a few top shots at Nazis, though.
So it's like, he's only helping them because, in a way, it's a case of, yeah, I'll scratch your back if you fucking scratch mine.
And don't kill me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wouldn't say no from those prostitutes the general has. 9. You can do that as well. Nah. Look at you
in your thing. Okay, back to the film.
Anywho, yes, sorry.
Flick.
So, Klaus has just found that slot murdered. Then too long goes after General by having Six Shooter pump him through the lead and then he falls out of the window.
Oh, it looks like he's jumped out of it.
Well, stunt he jumped out.
Yeah.
And they're all in Sokoa. Klaus then, like, says, this release posters of too long. It's like 10,000
Bushmark.
Oh, right, folks. Look, we say it's 1 a.m. and I can't stop yawning tonight.
So, too long time in this building. So he's gone from a place where he had meters, or found meters. Then he goes back to... No, he goes to the other building. What's wrong?
No, I'm just seeing how long I've actually been talking for. 25 minutes.
That's not bad. Let me take a quick drink. Sorry. Maybe taking drink breaks for... Mm. Anywho. So then, Too Long goes to an abandoned building where he runs into Peter and his dad. And Peter was this little kid from early on in the film who was in the crowd who I swear looks like a little boy.
What girl?
Sorry, looks like a little girl, so yeah. Yes. So tired I am. And like, you know, he's like, oh my god, they are real. Kid can't do a German accent to save his fucking life.
Well, that's something, it's like, quite a breakout. I mean, the guy who played Too Long was a British actor.
He's meant to be from France originally.
Yeah, France actors. So, like, the accents in this film were, most of them, majority of them, were pretty fucking decent.
Americans, mostly.
Yeah, but some of the actors.
Even the guy who played Klaus had a really good German accent. And he's basically a TV actor, but he was really good. He was quite menacing in this role. Right. Evil piece of work he was.
He was.
Which one? The woman with the hat?
Yeah, yeah, Klaus.
The head of the Gestapo.
I thought he looked feminine. I thought, what's with all the makeup?
Nah, it's probably just to make him look younger. I think he was 50 when he made this film.
Yeah, he was about... Yeah, he was in his 50s when they did this.
So then, they... Oh god, yeah, so Too Long's there, and then the little kid gets caught by the doctor, but the kid takes the doctor to see Too Long, after the doctor's convinced him, yeah, I don't want to hurt him, and at first Too Long hates his guts, you know, can't want to kill him, but then as he's helping Too Long escape, he sort of warms to him, you know, it's like, in another time and place, we could have called each other friend, we could have saved many lives, sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's where then, we learn about the truth of
the serum, which is serum. Fascinating. I find it fascinating.
Yeah.
Jester was, because that was the thing in, yeah, Librarian. You had many jokes, could tell many jokes, and had many tricks. And the guy, Pinhead, was a truck driver trying to smuggle food. He got murdered by Nazis.
Yeah.
I'd like to point out the others, their origins are explained in Retro Puppet Master, but I'm not going to say who they are, but it is explained in there, but they were friends of his.
That's the key to the serum.
And that's also, and you know, his wife as well, and that's who Blade is. It's clearly the doctor, who clearly becomes his friend, who, you know...
Because friendship's like the key to the serum work.
Yeah, they sort of get a mutual respect, and he's helping Too Long. So he even takes pops at the Nazis. Too Long realises he's not evil, he's just, you know, luck of the draw.
It sucks.
And then he gets stabbed by a Nazi who gets 6 bullets pumped into his fucking chest.
Stubborn fucker, I'll get on that.
He stabs him, he says, like, escape Too Long, fight him, and all that.
You don't lean over to a body which you think may be dead. It's like zombie or whatever. You don't just lean in.
You lean over to take his skin, probably.
Yeah.
But you wait a few seconds to make sure.
Or you just get the book, or you just send Pinhead over. So, Pinhead, do us a favour. That's nice, so. Well, make sure he really is alive. Lee Tormund? Yeah, one guy does actually die by having Lee Tormund stuff one into his freaking mouth, by the way.
Good aim.
After, I think it was the drill guy cut his...
Drill guy drilled into his leg.
Just that a few times, if I remember.
Mm. Yeah, people seem to get stabbed in the leg here, and they fall over and don't really do a lot. They don't seem to like try to bite off the puppets and sort of lay there.
Yeah, well, if you stand in the right part of the leg, it will hurt like hell.
Oh, it'll knock you over for sure. Yeah. It's still trying.
Yeah. If they get the right part of the leg,
the right tendon, yeah.
Yeah, it's like it can completely stop you doing anything with that leg?
No, with the leg, but he said meant with the whole body.
Yeah.
I meant more like with the arm.
Yeah.
I just realised, in this film, I'm going to go by my favourite puppet in this film, I'd say Blade, because it's nice to see him at the end. He's definitely one of my favourite designs. He's got a nice hook hand, he's got a nice blade. But the thing is, though, the other puppets in the other films, like the second film, there's a really cool one, which is kind of bizarre because he looks like an SS stormtrooper. He's called Torts. He's basically like a walking flamethrower who sets entire people on fire. And that was a weird one. And then it's like in Retro, I quite like Dr. Death, even though he doesn't do much. What's weird, though, Axis is evil. They met the new puppet master, and that makes another puppet called Ninja. And he's basically going around killing Japanese soldiers. Because, well, that involves Nazis and Japanese trying to steal the puppets. But, oh, yeah, it reminds me, in the one sequel to that, one of the puppets is called Kamikaze. And it's a stereotype Japanese lancer with dynamite strapped to nose. I remember seeing it thinking to myself, are you fucking kidding me, Charles Brown?
Just the cheesiest way ever.
Yeah.
But do you think that in the way he thought about them being as a weapon before they became, you know, like killing people? Because the guns on the puppet, he didn't put guns on a puppet.
Well, Six Shooter was meant to be based on Western.
He's meant to be a friend of his.
Yeah.
Who's in Retro.
Yeah.
Well, they're all based on friends of his, or like his wife, and you know, with the doctor, I think the doctor wouldn't have minded being in Klaus, well, the Blade, because, you know, it's a sort of irony that, you know, this one that looks like Klaus is going to murder Klaus. Yeah. I kind of want him to cut Klaus's face up a bit more before they, you know, gave him his ultimate demise, which is actually even you squirmed after the
bit. Yeah, that was just totally shit.
Well, it was a bit worse than the Leeters, but anywho. So, Peter's dad betrays Toulon to Klaus just to save his wife, who, let's be honest,
he's probably dead anyway.
Yeah, he's probably dead anyway. He wasn't going to honour that.
Nope.
Nah. I think at first he might have, and then he probably would have gone. As soon as he got too long, he said, oh, by the way, forgot to mention, killed your wife. Bam, bam.
Yeah, I would have
expected that. I was. But at the same time, is he evil enough to put a bullet in the kid's, in the child's?
Yeah, I reckon. It was Nazi time.
He was like the head of the Gestapo.
He was evil.
He wouldn't have gave a flying.
Then again, if it was
I think it's because
I think it's because I keep watching LOLO.
Yeah.
Because they had that one...
This guy looked...
Yeah, well, he had that one Gestapo defect slot by Series 2, who actually had a fairly okay... The actor had a fairly okay career in Hollywood. I think he was in The Rocketeer, actually.
I think they're trying to make it realistic to, like...
Oh, this one.
Yeah.
I quite like the... it's like, I like the idea the puppets sort of being good guys that are killing the Nazis.
Yeah.
Because in the first and second film... First film, you think it's... can I spoil the first film?
Mark yourself the fuck out.
First film is basically puppets are evil because this guy finds the chest and tells them, yeah, kill these other people for me, just for shits and giggles.
Mm-hmm.
And then the puppets turn on him. And that's a common thing. If you're evil and you're using the puppets for evil, the puppets will turn on you. Second film... I'm not going to tell you, because I do want to, if we get time, I want to watch the second film with you. Because the second film's good for different sets of reasons. It's like Critters 2. Critters 2 is way better than Critters 1 for a different set of reasons.
Which one did I watch?
Well, I didn't bring, but I will bring with me next time, because I will definitely be coming again.
Hey, this is Little Karibo, and you're listening to the Random Crap Podcast. It's very random.
That's a good purpose. Sorry, folks, I had to take a quick break. Anywho, yeah, so...
Instructions abound.
Yeah, so like I said, there's some of the ones, and I'm going to have to bring Critters 2 for Jamie now, because that is a good film. It is good. Then again, I think it's a tenner in hate of it. Screw it. Early Christmas present. You're getting Critters 2 tomorrow.
Forget that. I'm still considering, for the crack, getting Ozon
zombies. Osama zombies. It's pronounced as something.
Yeah. You want the graduation gift? I'll buy the complete quitters.
Is that available?
Yeah, quitters, all four films for tenner.
Alright, cool.
Yeah, that's how I got it. I got it for tenner. I've been meaning to do it on the podcast, but you know, I'll get it for you, and then we can always go back and do like the fourth one or third one on Scrubs Link. But anywho, yeah, sorry. Sorry. But anywho, here we have, so the dad's been killed, and the kids run away for too long. Because too long then goes back to the original theatre, which they tried burning down, but I think they just burnt down.
So he's got the stage.
Yeah. And he falls asleep, and I think that's a flashback to a scene in the second film.
Yeah, it's a flashback to, that looks like it was flashed to Egypt.
Well, yeah, because he learns it in Egypt.
Yeah.
The secret. And I'm positive that guy in that puppet in the second film, I just can't remember if Guy Rolf played Andre too long in the second film. Don't think he did.
Mm.
But possibly that's a scene from the second film. It's probably hoping to lift it. But then the boy sort of wakes him up alongside these women. They're like, I want to be assistant. So then they plan the final attack against Klaus. And basically, they're hiding in there. Klaus is like, yeah, blah, 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 I'm pissed off, blah, blah, blah. He's about to make a phone call and it's gone dead. He looks up, there's just that. Snippy, snip, snip.
With the scissors.
He then throws it in, but then, like, he gets stabbed in the leg, he gets whacked in the face.
Gets his hands slashed.
Who stabs in the leg, then?
I think it's still Blaze. Because he's
Blaze, and then he runs around and cuts his hand open.
Yeah.
And then, like, he's, like, jesting it too long. This is what your puppets are for your temper tantrums. And too long just staring at him.
With a piece of rope in his hand.
Yeah. And then Pinhead just basically gets hooked into, like...
Is it after trotting him with the after to keep him from shooting too long in the shoulder again?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. So the puppets kind of fuck him up, and then they start putting these fucking hooks into his hands and legs.
No, it was the back of an arm, put into an arm, somewhere in his back, and about his neck. And then
into
the cut hand.
Because you see it squirting everywhere. Yeah. Into the back of his foot, and the back of an ankle, and the back of his neck. And they lift him up. Pinhead leaves an axe on the bottom, and then Too Long ties it, sets it on fire. So it cuts, and then as he's like begging for his life, he goes space first into his axe thing. I think, or was it into his chest?
It was in his face.
It could have, no, I think it would have more of like the chest area maybe.
Yeah, but where would it hit?
If it falls right, it's straight through the heart.
Yeah, but it was more to the centre, so that's why I thought it was his brain.
Yeah.
I think it was sticking out of his back, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was.
So T-Hawk's got his events, and then he buggers off with the kid to Switzerland, and then the plan is to move on to America. By the way, this kid's not mentioned again till Legacy, I just want to point that out.
That's what they get there. He's dressed as... T-Hawk is there dressed as Kraus.
Impersonating Kraus.
Yeah.
And then, like, the most American kid living in Berlin says, are those dolls?
So puppets.
And then, The woman, the sweetest Berlin woman, basically asked Andre, oh, did you enjoy yourself?
No, I had a terrible time.
Oh, that's so sad.
A few people lost their heads, but my friends helped get me through it. Just that line alone cracked us.
I thought it was like the girl was flirting a little bit.
Nah.
Where are you going to?
Just being nice. Just being nice. So then...
Replacement for his wife.
Because her daughter was a bit bratty, she was like being kind of...
Yeah, daughter was a brat. Well, she's a Nazi brat, which is
like, boys with dolls, how girly.
Ah, fuck off. And then they escape on the train, just as like an SS soldier gets there. And I think he's meant to represent one of the SS soldiers that tracks into America in the end.
Possibly.
And then the film ends with Puppet Master 4... when bad puppets turn good, which is sort of not what happened.
And of course, after I will admit, mildly creepy glass from Six Shooter.
The film ends.
Yeah.
Well, that was Well, I just want to get into detail. Puppet Master 4 is some new guy finds a puppet and creates a puppet based on Andre Too Long to fight demons. So, I guess maybe they changed the title?
Maybe.
But at the same time, I think they were planning Puppet Wars, which is going to be a three-part film involving certain demons that will appear in.
This is Jeff Niles, best known as Zimtron, from Robots of the Company. I'm here to tell you about a new anthology series coming your way from Dream Realm Enterprises. It's called Dream Realm Showcase, and it will feature shows both from the archives of DRE and brand new material presented for the first time. We will be bringing you all sorts of amazing new stories. Stories of horror, adventure, drama, comedy, science fiction, and even fantasy. So, won't you tune in to Dream Realm Showcase for some incredible new entertainment? Don't miss it at DreamRealmSite.com.
That's about it, really. Puppet Master 3. Too long to bend. You're still quite shocked. I gave you that to watch.
Like I said at the start, it was surprisingly watchable.
I'd point out that Adam was nodding quite ferociously when I said that.
So should we get to ratings?
Yeah, so, Matt, you want to go first?
Solid 4 out of 5.
Okay, Adam.
Drill head out of six shooter.
No. Jamie?
I don't know, because I liked it, but I didn't get why there was this so little amount of Nazis around Germany when it was a war
it
thing.
It was an independent movie, so they didn't have much money.
Yeah, independent film, it's not like they work with like MGM or Warner Brothers or anything.
It's fair though. Can you imagine Michael Bay making this? Platinum Dunes.
You can fuck right off. You'll be like, let's make them aliens instead of.
Yeah.
I would literally bludgeon him to death with his own spleen.
I think Charles Band has got the rights back to Puppet Master, so now he's making new ones.
Oh, thank fuck for that.
The only problem is they're not that good. Axis of Evil is pretty much a wasted opportunity.
Alright, don't watch that one.
Fair enough. I'm not too sure about Retro. I think we did watch another one, we should watch the second one, what's it got for you? That's very good, very, very good.
It's good, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like a good cognac.
Alright, so...
Yeah.
Your grade?
I'd say a 7, because I really liked the dolls, but I didn't like the Nazis.
That's fair enough.
Fair enough. Sorry. I mean, to giving you a grade, then. I give this... Oh, God, I can't think of one. I'm just going to do 5 out of 5.
What about after Jesus?
No, too tired for that. I'll save that for Iron Scars tomorrow. Iron Scars.
You realise as soon as you give your great Iron Scars, automatically going to go, and the translation for normal people?
Right. About 5.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll have to admit. So like the film itself, this is, what, 20 years old? Just over?
Nearly, yeah.
It's like the acting was pretty good. Casting weren't bad. The accents were...
Spot on.
The accents were... decent. Plot, very minimal plot holes I can find, any that were there, is mostly due to the fact that this is part of the series. You'll need to at least watch some of the other films to get the whole story. That is my phone, I apologise.
You're very popular tonight.
Nah, I've got my Facebook and Twitter signed in, so any notifications I get, it bleeps. But, yeah, casting, plot, story itself was entertaining, the characters weren't boring as fuck. They all had their own little quirks. I mean, especially Arschlock, as I call him. Can't remember his actual name, but he actually, even though he got killed and didn't get a massive amount of screen time, he was still memorable.
I think he was useless until the last minute.
Not useless, but he may have been useless, but he wasn't just like one of those characters, as soon as he's off screen, you forget who the fuck he was.
I didn't really think about him after he died, to be honest.
No, that's the point. I mean, yeah. It's like, one was alive, it's just like, you knew he was around, he wasn't one of those characters, you blink, you forget who it was.
No, I was kind of hoping that he was going to die soon.
Yeah.
I think we all were in the end.
It's not like the soldiers with the doctor, they just sort of forget about him.
Mm.
And the doctor orders him to wait outside.
He had his part. I'm standing waiting here because the doctor told me to. Well.
So have Gestapo, Klaus got to suit him.
You're going to shoot the doctor when he comes out, and then the doctor and the doctor.
It's one of those bizarre movies. I mean, one of the reasons Saul's bandmates in these films is apparently there is a market, but it's not been filled. So it's a bit like the whole Gremlins thing a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mini creature features. I mean, he's made a few films recently. I mean, he's got Skullheads, which is pretty bad. Blood Dolls, which is kind of like this, but shit. There's apparently a riff track of it on YouTube.
Keep an eye out for that.
Dangerous Woolly Dolls or something, about a girl finding mannequins similar to this in a prison or something. But yeah, it's not like there's many of them, but yeah, if you can find this film, I highly recommend it. It's worth watching.
It's worth watching at least once.
Yeah. I mean, what the name of the film where you're going to see a six-armed
cowboy
mannequin pumping Nazis full of lead?
You cannot answer that.
Stop motion was pretty good.
The stop motion animation for the puppets used was pretty impressive.
Especially for Spider Cowboy. Spider Cowboy does whatever Spider Cowboy can.
I thought it was Woody. He looked like Woody of Toy Story.
Woody could not grin that psychotically if he fucking tried.
Have you not seen that one of that image of the toy with the dildos going, "You're my favourite deputy.
Drop dead."
I'm pretty sure Jay posted it on his Facebook.
More likely did, but
I got one with the same action figure, like, pushing a dumper truck with, like, a dead Barbie doll in it. I'll have to post that on your wall. If Woody's just looking down like, yes, yeah. Psychotic, like, eyes sort of like half open, half closed. A big, massive grin. That's what this is make, a horror version of Toy Story.
Oh, God.
And he's like, Mom, Buzz has gone insane. To infinity and rip out your intestines. Woody just throttles people with his string. You're my favourite deputy. We to the skies. what else could you really do? I mean, Slinky would choke a bit.
Would bite your flesh.
Bite like a chunk out of your leg, yeah. Miss Potato Head.
Psycho Barbie.
I think the Green Soldiers would just, like, overwhelm you if there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
God, what else could you...
How about that dog?
Slinky?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably choking you there.
Mm-hmm.
Or trip you up just for Rex to come out your eyes.
Yeah.
Ah! Oh, get out my eye!
And on that, I think.
Call it quits because it's like nearly 1:30 a.m.
It's gone 1:30, it's about 1:45 in the morning.
I think everyone's brain is gone.
Yeah.
Mine's already gone.
Yeah.
Sleep.
Adam's like cooking himself, it's just like, I don't want to be anywhere!
I suppose I don't sleep till 5 in the morning.
I only do that sometimes.
No, you're right. Sometimes you don't even fucking bother going to sleep.
True.
I'll be honest if I go to sleep. Anywho, good night, folks. Thanks again for listening.
See you guys.
Like we said.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
You know what's going to make me laugh? We post this up and then, like, the third Puppet Master movie's available to watch online.
More than likely.
By Full Moon, because like we said, Full Moon do freebies. But anywho, yes, good night. Good night, folks. Good night.
Hidden Frontier Audio Productions, Equinox 101, Teaser, Scenes 01, 01 Alpha, and 01 Beta. This is not a final cut. Starting in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Captain's log. Stardate 48214.9. The Equinox has been in active service for 3 months now. We are honored to host a group of freshman cadets on their first field training scenario. Starfleet feels a science vessel like the Equinox is a safe enough venue for them to put a little experience under their belts, and I intend to see that these green kids get it. Once they're aboard, we'll be proceeding to an asteroid field beyond Federation space on a survey mission.
Captain Ransom.
Something on your mind, Commander?
I've been wondering, sir, why the Equinox?
Charlie?
Why were we chosen to babysit this bunch of kids for their field trip?
I suppose you're now going to tell me that you were never that young.
Something like that, sir.
Starfleet wants these kids to get some field experience before the next semester and weed out the ones who can't handle starship duty. They feel a science ship is a relatively safe locale for that. And since the Nova class are the best science ships around...
Captain, the USS Stargazer is hailing us.
Put it on screen, McCullough.
This is Lieutenant Hunter of the Stargazer. Captain Ransom, we're ready to commence transport at your convenience.
Very good. Wait. You wouldn't happen to be the same Lieutenant Hunter who tried to beat the Kobayashi Maru by ramming the enemy with your own ship.
Yeah, that's me, sir.
You had a lot of captains talking, Lieutenant. Some thought it was the dumbest stunt they'd ever heard of.
So I've heard, sir.
Others thought it was remarkably selfless to sacrifice yourself to save the freighter. Keep up that thinking, and I'm sure you'll make an interesting captain one day.
Well, thank you, Captain.
Well, enough lollygagging. Equinox has an asteroid field to explore. We're ready to receive your passengers, Lieutenant, whenever you're ready.
Energizing on your transporter chief's mark. Good journey.
Commander Ray, since you have such a strong interest in our guests, go to Transporter Room 1, welcome the cadets aboard, and bring them to me in the briefing room. I want a few words with them before they settle into quarters.
Aye, Captain.
Helm, lay in a course for System R247, Warp 6.
Course laid in, sir.
Engage.